Hello everyone, welcome to my first episode of Reddit Reactions. So in this episode, I am going to be going on r/AskReddit. And I am going to be, seeing a whole bunch of questions made by some questionable people. Yes, so let's look at the first one. Okay, Reddit post by Wedgie001. How would you feel if every 5 to 10 years people would have to retake their driver's license or driving test to keep their license? Well, because me personally, I don't have a vehicle or have my license. I don't know, but I know people that would be quite irritated by this. Okay, let's go to the next one. Young Americans, or hang on, before we get to there, I'm gonna give the person credit. User/Sesh Cooper, I think. Young Americans who don't vote. Why don't you? Well, because I am considered a young American. The reason why I don't vote is because I legally can't. So, what a great question. Let's see, let's find another one. Okay, here we go. Post by user/how is penned my day. Okay, what a interesting name. Hang on, something happened. Okay. Okay, here we go. Posted by user/how is penned my day. What do you hate with a passion? What do I hate with a passion? I don't hate a lot. I'm actually quite a non-hateful person. It's a strong word, so. Yeah, I don't think I hate anything. Yeah, I don't hate anything, so. There's that question out of the way. Okay, here we go. Reddit post by user/LGeon007. If marriages were 5 to 10 year contracts with options to renew if both parties accept, how would the world be different? Oof, that's an interesting one. Huh. I think if marriages had a 5 to 10 year contract and both people had to accept to renew it, I honestly think that people wouldn't be so psycho about marriages because it'd be like a 5 to 10 year checkup on how life is going. I think that'd be pretty cool. Yet also that'd kind of suck for those people who procrastinate, so you got that. Okay, let's find another one. Let's see. Here's another one. User/McCreeper51. What are some underrated careers? Let's see. This is a good one. Graphic designers. I know there's a community that was really huge about graphic designing, but they aren't really out there promoting their thing all the time. But just think, every TV show you see on Netflix or Hulu or whatever, they all have that, thumbnail, that eye-catching image that basically gets you to say, hey, I want to watch this series. I am going to click on it. And who makes those images and does that thing? Well, graphic designer. Well, sometimes. It could just be a simple Photoshop person that just puts some images together, crops them, some color correction. But a lot of the time, it's graphic designers. Okay, let's see. On to the next one. Okay, ooh. Here's a good one. Here is a mint one. Reddit users, I don't know what 10304 asked. People who let their moms count to zero, what happened after? Oof. Let's see. What has happened? There's been a few stories about what's happened to me. Me specifically. But it's just the normal spanking, you know? Never was anything too extreme or not enough. You know, gotta have a nice, simple, crisp smack. Obviously not on the face, because, you know, that's a little extreme. But gotta have it. People nowadays, they don't get hit. And that's why they're, put it, you know, nicely, not very well behaved. Yeah. Okay, let's go on to the next one. Let's see. Every human on Earth. Okay, Reddit user, David IDP asked, if every human on Earth suddenly has all your personality traits, how much would the world change? Well, let's see. I know that the world would be way less focused on, like, random things, like needing to post on Reddit or doing stuff like that. Maybe more like building things or going into like a trade thing. Because my main thing that I want to do once I get out of school is go to a trade school. That is my dream. So the world would be more focused on more technological building invention thing. I think you'd do pretty well. I mean, there are some traits about I that may make the world a little worse, but hey, doesn't everybody have that type of quality that just isn't the best? I know I do. Okay, let's see. Here's a Reddit, no. Police officer of Reddit, no. Who's the G's? Ooh, here's not one that's directed towards me, but one that's directed towards other people. Okay, Reddit user, Castmaster M asks, people who sleep in jeans, what is wrong with you? I have that same question. One time, I stayed up way too late and I woke up in my jeans. And oh my god, was it uncomfortable. Like, I just felt like I hadn't gotten a good night's sleep. I was uncomfortable. My skin hurt because I've been, you know, moving around in those jeans that are pressed up against my skin. And it ain't fun. So, yeah, what is wrong with those people that genuinely like to sleep in their jeans? I don't get it. Find another one. Okay, so here's a good one. Reddit user, Flicklin. Yeah, good enough. If a dog could talk, what would it actually say? Are they asking about like my dog specifically? Or just all dogs in general, would be the most likely thing they'd say. Because if it was all dogs in general, they'd probably most likely say, like, what is wrong with you? You know, because you don't really think about it, but most people have done some pretty weird or messed up things in front of their dog. maybe not to their dog, well, in some cases, yes, but in most cases, just in front of their dog. So, what they'd actually say would be like, what is wrong with you, you friggin' creep? But my dog in general, he'd be like, I honestly don't know what he would say. He'd probably be a silent dog, because he's not very vocal as just a normal pupper dog, so I don't think he'd say much of anything. He'd be more like a quiet, reserved person. Yeah. Interesting. Okay, here we go. Reddit user Clone Joe asked, if you wake up after a 5-year coma, what's the first thing you will ask? Oof. That sounds terrible. Because I would be absolutely terrified if I was in a coma and woke up to find out I missed 5 years of my life. That would be terrible. But what I would probably ask would be, have we invented hyperdrive or warp drive yet? You know, 5 years, not that much time, but hey, we're getting pretty advanced pretty quick. Who knows? Or ask, like, who's the president, or, you know, something else, or whatnot. Let's see. Okay, this ain't a question I can ask, but here's a funny question by Reddit user JarJara1861. Those who have dated someone before they were famous, what is it like seeing them where they are now? I would absolutely love to date someone that became famous. Granted, not just because they're famous. Well, technically at the time, they wouldn't be. But that would be pretty cool, seeing someone you've dated become super famous. Well, if you were still dating them, you'd be like, well, I probably should have kept dating them. If you weren't dating them, then. But, it's a fun question. Okay. Okay, here we go. Another question by Reddit user Uniquay. I think that's how you pronounce it. Asked, if everyone were to turn into their favorite animal right now, what animal would you be, and what would be the first thing you would do? Well, are they talking about, like, animals as in, like, pet animals, or, like, just an animal in general? Because I think it'd be pretty cool to be, like, I don't know, some animal, like the Sahara, whatever, like the jungle. Ooh, be like a tiger or a lion, something like that. But probably if I was to pick an animal, I'd like a dog because they're my favorite animal. And I'd probably see just how fast I can run because my dog, I'll be riding my quad or four-wheeler or ATV, however you people might pronounce it or say it, whatever's, it's up to you. But I'd be riding my quad and I would be in like fourth gear, half throttle, and he'll literally be like right next to me. And mind you, we won't be just on like easy terrain, we'll be like going over dirt with like puddles and like rocks and, you know, little rolly, like rolling hills or whatever. And it'd be just right next to me. Won't even be breaking a sweat. And I'd be like, what in the world? What are you, like, Usain Bolt just like runs faster than anything ever known? I'm like, what? But yeah, I'd probably see how fast I could run. That'd be awesome. Okay, next question. Ooh, here we go. A question by Reddit user Raymondy181 asked, What things exist just to annoy people? That is a good one. Because in my school, the bathrooms are like, there's no doors to go into the bathrooms. Like, granted, I think, I'm assuming most schools have this. It's just like a pathway into the bathroom. But in all bathrooms, I know, is that gap between the frame of like the main bathroom piece and the door. That is infuriating. You know, someone could just be walking down, like just be going to the bathroom, and then all of a sudden, you'll see someone walk past and stare at you like a creep. That's not fun. I don't like that. So there should be like a little tab that hangs over the edge so you can't look in or out. Or just seal it up better, make the tolerances closer instead of like a whole like half an inch. That's just too far. And also another thing with bathrooms is the public bathroom locks. Unless it's like the one that you slide over that goes into the slot because it's like a thick piece of metal that just slides into the slot. It sucks. Like the turny ones, like it's like a dial that just puts a little tiny, like a quarter inch pin into the frame. That thing don't work. It slips off, it rubs, and gets worn down easy. It's dumb. So, why even bother? You might as well just not have a lock in the first place. Jeez. Okay. Let's see if I find another one. Let's try to find another one. Okay, here we go. No, not that one, actually. I don't like that one. Man, that's really hard to find another one. Here we go. A question by Reddit user Labamy? Yeah, I think that's how it is. But Reddit user Labamy asked, if you can create an animal with the sole purpose of mildly annoying other people, what would it be? It'd probably be like a tiny animal, like one the size of a dime. But it'd be like creepily fast. Like it could go like 30 miles an hour for a good hour. And it could, like, jump 3 feet. But all it would do is when it causes you harm, it would just, like, crawl around you and just, like, just make a little tiny, just, like, poke you a little bit. Like, it wouldn't hurt. It'd just be, like, a little poke that would just annoy you. You'd be, like, in the middle of something. You'd be, like, sitting on the couch watching some television or TV. And you'd be sitting there having a good old time. And then all of a sudden, you'd just be itching like crazy. Or just be getting slightly poked and, like it says, mildly annoyed. So, that would be the animal I'd create just to annoy other people. But of course, I'd like to have a remote too, so it wouldn't do that to me. Okay, let's get another question. Here we go. Reddit user G Griff? Yeah, I think that's it. So Reddit user G Griff 9292 said or asked, hello, Reddit. What cartoon were you obsessed with as a child? I was obsessed with primarily two cartoons. I would watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, pretty mint. And I would watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Oh, what was the other one? Yeah, Tom and Jerry, dude. That show or cartoon, whatever you want to say, is so good. You got a little cat trying to chase a little mouse. What is better than that? It is the most classic game of cat and mouse. Just imagine that. Or just don't imagine it. Think about it. Visualize it. It's amazing. It's fabulous. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to this first episode of Reddit Reactions. Hope you guys enjoyed, and hope you guys will be tuning into my other episodes. I will probably be trying to do them every other day, every other 2 days, as best as I can to try to get on a schedule I can actually do, because this is my first podcast, and it was pretty fun for me. Hope you guys enjoyed. Hope you guys have a good rest of your day, and peace.